By the end of December, the town of Sackville could be in the solar power business. At their meeting next week, Sackville Town Council will consider giving the okay on spending $25,000 from a climate initiatives fund to install solar panels on the activity center at the Bill Johnstone Memorial Park. Town staff are recommending a contract with Moncton-based Vertex Solar Solutions to install 32 panels on the roof of the building. Here's Special Projects Manager Kieran Miller.
So this would supply 72% of the building's annual electricity. Based on the electricity consumption of the building, the savings in the first year are estimated to be $1,786, and that will continue to increase as utility rates rise. Over the panel's lifespan, the installation will eliminate 315 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere, which would be the equivalent of burning 121,625 liters of gasoline.
Councillor Bill Evans was enthusiastic about the project, especially after he did the math on the annual cost savings of roughly $1,800 in electricity fees.
By a quick mental calculation, this is going to pay for itself within about half the expected lifetime of the material. After that time, it's going to be saving us money. So this is we're going to spend money now, and over the lifetime of these panels, we will have a net saving equal to about the same amount of money.
Doug Bliss of the Town of Sackville's Climate Change Advisory Committee delivered his committee's recommendation in favor of the project, citing it not only as a mitigation measure, but for its educational and demonstrative value.
Being in the center of town, in a very busy park, having this there would be a highly visible demonstration project, and it could go a long way for the town of Sackville and the new municipality to be used as an education project, but also highly visible. So, you know, lots of people are going to see this when they visit the post office and Save Easy and other things.
Bliss told council that given the $25,000 climate initiatives budget for 2022, small-scale solar seemed like the right fit.
Typically, infrastructure demonstration projects are you know, pretty pricey. So trying to find something that would fit this year's budget, we think that this is sort of the best bang for the buck, if you could put it that way.
Councillor Matt Esterbrooks had some questions about the proposal, including whether or not the $25,000 budgeted for climate initiatives could be rolled over to another year instead of rushing to complete a project by the end of 2022. Treasurer Michael Beale explained that the funds could be saved, but they would return to the town's general reserve without a guarantee of being added to a future climate change budget line.
There's no specific allocation to what our reserve funds can and can't or will and won't be used in the future. So if it did not get spent, then we would be looking to move the funds into a reserve fund. No guarantees it would be used for climate change initiatives.
Kieran Miller told council that several years ago, staff looked at different municipal buildings to determine which were the best fit for solar panels.
The Civic Center was looked at, but at the time the report deemed it wasn't really feasible. Bill Johnstone was a really good was identified as a good demonstration site just because of the size. It was cheaper to get panels on that one just where it's a smaller building and the existing electrical and mechanical room.
Council will consider a motion on the project at their meeting next week, and if approved, the panels could be installed in as little as 4 to 6 weeks. Before leaving the topic, Miller took the opportunity to give a shout-out to Sackville Climate Change Coordinator until recently, Kirsty Mrazek.
Maybe I'd just like to add that this was one of the last projects that Kirsty Mrazek worked on, and I just wanted to kind of emphasize how important that climate change coordinator role is, what a great job she did, and this is, you know, the type of project that that role really kind of pushes forward. So I just wanted to acknowledge the work that she had put in on this project as her last hurrah.
Miller says Mrazek moved on to a new job more in line with her research direction, and the town hopes to fill the position of climate change coordinator again soon.
We still have that funding from the Environmental Trust Fund for the climate change coordinator position. So we are currently recruiting to fill that position for the rest of the term. And applications actually just closed, so we're just going through applications now, and we'll start interviewing soon.
That was Special Projects Manager Kieran Miller speaking to council last night.